top of the test of knowledge. I just want to correct one thing from yesterday. Russell, you asked me if a katan is neman. I misstated that. A katan is not neman, but his mission subis at the end of the second parak, the last mission says that a gadol is neman to say that, I remember what I saw when I was a katan. And that's neman. So even though he only witnessed it when he was a katan, but he has to testify about it when he's a gadol.
That's interesting.
Okay. So the Mishnah says that if you have a case of lamakim, he's me at lamakim echad and riba lamakim acher. So you're shimer in lamakim shariba. And the more misunderstands that, the more says lamakim shariba in lamakim shemiyat loy. The more understands the picture that says. They would measure in two points and they'd draw a line. So one was further, one was shorter. So we would allow the people to walk over here as far as they want. And the Makom Shemiyat, you wouldn't go, they wouldn't go at all. So the Mor says that's why would that be so? The Mor means, Loi Ema Af Makom Shemiyat. Obviously, you're allowed to go as far as the Makom Shemiyat. Is able to go, you're allowed to go. The point is to go even to the Makom Shariba, but even go even further. Okay.
I'm a little bit confused. If you had that unevenness, do you just draw a straight line from the Miyu to the Riba, or do you draw extend out the Miyu so that it is.
You extend the Miyu. Okay. Riba l'echad miyat l'echad, versus hosulamali haino hak. That's the exact same case as before. What do we need this for? Hachikamer riba echad miyat echad. Shem l'zesh riba. If two people measured, and they came up with two different measurements, so it wasn't the same person measuring it. He measured one here, one there, but two different people. So we followed the one who came with the larger measurements. So the Masif de Gomorrah brings a quote from the Ben Yonason in the back. He says the case would be where they had measured it, and he put a marker down, and they couldn't find the marker. So they decided they have to redo it, and they did the same. Another person surveyed the same spot and came up with a. Different measurements, and then they found the first marker. So what do we do in that situation? So the submission says you go up to the Mokum, the one who measured that same spot a further distance. Comes Abaya. The difference can't be. The difference is a few amas. We understand, you know, one didn't pull the kevel. As much as he should have. That's how we understand what happened. We have to have some explanation of what happened. The person was a mumcha, we have to explain what happened. You know, Sabai says what could have happened is the following mistake. There is by the corner, we discussed before possibly by the corners that the correct way to measure is to go out 2,000 amas like this and then draw a line this way. So you go out 2,000 amas from the corner, got 2,000 amas, and draw a line that way. The problem is this distance is only 1,428. It is up to that difference we can allow for the mistake. We'll say he made a mistake in that halacha and he went out all the way to here, and that's where he came, where he made his miscalculation. But if it's more than that, we have to what we need to do is have a third measurement to decide between the two. So that means we can't ignore what the first person did without some type of explanation to why he had a smaller number, because he had it in of a he's a mumcha. Okay. Shlo amru chacham es adabra l'hakmer elu l'hakam. So the Mishnah says, because general tchum we're making and tchum. For the Merkasha, but Tanya, the Amr Chachamim, it's a double the Hakel El Lahakmer. It says that the general Tchum is the Chumrah. So it's the opposite. So steer in the Brisa to the Mishnah. Amr Ravina, but it means like this. It means That the whole idea of tchum was something that should come added. So vis-a-vis the Torah, this is a chumrah, the Mishnah is saying. But in regards to the actual halacha, it's something which the Chachamim created, and therefore suffered Rabbanan Lekulam. Okay. So that's to be not like Rabbi Kiva. I wish Rabbi Kiva Shita is the Tchumun are deeper than the Tchumun is the Raisa.
Well, but I mean, all these measurements, though.
All these measurements will be the Rabbanan, the same. It sounds like the whole concept of tchum, it's presenting the whole concept of tchum is the rabbanon. That's machlokas how we paskin. The welcome shemi loy, but to me it's read as a question. The welcome shemi loy, but loy yesh mechal b'saimon. How could you say that place you can't go to? Why isn't that included? If you can go that far over there, for sure you can go that far over here. It's more means that you can go to there plus more. What's the difference if it's to one place or it's to one person? And the more it's kasha, the more it doesn't understand between different people. So the Morris says, so you mean you're going further, you're going the same thing, you just said the exact same thing. The Morris says, no, it's two different people. So Vai says, Shloyarba Yosim Ibidas Ha'ir Belach Serna. Can't be more than the measure of the city had he went out at an angle. The Filum Riba Shir Gadol, even if the gap between the two of them in their measurements was a significant amount, Yaleka Limitli Mesichas Ha'Kevel. You can't suggest that the mistake was that he didn't extend the rope properly, because this amount of which the discrepancy is such that would not be a good explanation. Still, Talina Bay Batos Halach, so we explained that the discrepancy was due to the mistake of the angle. The Minon Zeha Yaboki Mimitida, Minich Tablo Shaltkumen, Kenegata Karen Balachsen. See, he left the corner properly 2,000 by 2,000 and an election of 2,800. He measured 2,000 going out at an angle from the corner. If it's as obvious, so it means that the sides, when you have a patnus of 2,000, the sides are much shorter. We have nothing but to explain it. That's the pshat. Rashi says, "Believe me, Megambim Beloshon." I have this little difficulty the language of the presentation of the Gemara. Rashi also doesn't tell you what we do then, but the other Rishonim say so. We measure the second time or third time, I guess. There's nothing in Usr at all. Minar Gozer, they created the din of Tchum to start with. Tchum is a total Durabana. And therefore, they can be made Kalan.
This concept that we have to figure out why the person made a mistake. So if we just say that they were both going straight, but one person pulled the rope, one person didn't pull the rope, that kind of happens. But once you have to come on to it's a very specific mistake. This guy went to the corner, this guy went straight. It's kind of like, can't we just ask them? Or maybe we didn't see them in the corner, maybe we saw them in the middle. Like, it's funny that the case, the mistake has to be the guy was in the corner. Well, what happens if he wasn't in the corner?
So then you would have to redo it.
Yeah, the third person.
Right.
So we don't buy the one person stretch, one person didn't stretch.
We buy that.
So why doesn't we have to go on to a case of...
Because that can give you an explanation of 50 amas, 100 amas, doesn't give you anything. This is a difference of 600 amas. Like 572 amas.
No, so if it's a huge mistake, then you have to come out to this for an explanation. Right.
So up to that number, you can do that. Okay, now the next Mishnah really is not halachas hilchos tumen. It's actually halachas and hilchos eruv chetzeris. Why it's here? I don't know. I mean, I would have put it. You know, the next parak deals with halachas of eruv chetzeris. So we sort of would have figured like this would have ended the parak, and so we finished the parak, and then start the sugya. But I don't know why it's here, but it's here. Okay. So it's a concept called that in order to be able to carry inside of the city, besides the having the enclosure around the city, which we call colloquially the Erev, which the more we really refer to as machitzas, you also need what's called the Erev, which was the Rubi Chatzeris. Chazal created a limitation on the idea of being Ma'ar of the whole city, making Rubi Chatzeris of the whole city. We're afraid that they would lose the concept of the Isra of Hutzah. So Chazal said that you can only be Ma'ariv a city if you leave part of the city is separate. But they only enforce that on what's called Irshal Rabim, not on Irshal Yochid. And of course, there's Machlokes what the definition of Irshal Rabim and Irshal Yochid is. So the Mishnah Irsha Yochid, the Manasseh Shel Rabim, you had a city which is an Irsha Yochid. We'll see in Rashi what the definition is. It was an Irsha Yochid. Irsha Yochid, you're allowed to be Ma'arav the whole city. You're allowed to make the whole city into one big enclosure. And it started out as such, and then Manasseh Shel Rabim had changed its demographics, and now it's an Irsha Rabim. So Loch is Ma'arav in a school. It doesn't lose that advantage that it had, that you can be Ma'ar of the whole city. You can make the whole city into one big Aruba Chetzeris. You can carry anywhere you want in the city. However, Rishal Rabim, Menashe Shal Yochid, it was this Ir Shal Rabim, which you cannot be Ma'ar of the whole thing. And now it changed. So that was true when it was Ir Shal Rabim, and Menashe Shal Yochid, now it changed and became an Ir Shal Yochid. So it still maintains the law of Ein Ma'ar of his Kula. You cannot be Ma'ar of the whole city. Elkin also chutzal law. You have to make it a area which is accepted, which is left out, and the size of that the area which is going to be excluded is ki'ir chadasha shebi Yehuda sheish b'chamishim diyurim divir Reb Yehuda. So the exclusion has to be the size of, there's a city in Yehuda called Yehuda. The name of the city was Yehuda, was Chadasha. That was the name of the city. That city had 50 households. So 50 households is the minimum size of a city that they had in Yehuda. That was a small city. And that is the amount which has to be excluded. And, however, a kula, in this exclusion, if you have the it was chutzalah. It wasn't inside of the city walls. This city chadasha was a suburb right next to the big city, and it was within 70. It was within a shear that it would that you could consider it one. It's close enough to consider it one. By excluding it and making the Rubei Chetzeris independently, you fulfill your obligation of maintaining a separation, having an exclusion. So I don't say I have to take an area inside the city walls and exclude it. I can exclude an area outside of the city walls, and that's also, I fulfill my obligation of having an exclusion.
And then the big city, that became the small city, can then be.
No, the point is that Irsha Rabim became an Irsha Yochid. Irsha Rabim has to have an exclusion. That remains so even when it becomes Irsha Yochid. But that exclusion does not have to be within the, you know, if the only thing in the neighbor that's around is this one city, so you have to skip part of the city. But if there is another little city right next to it, within a distance which normally you would have included it, and you exclude it, so that's also, you fulfilled your obligation of having an exclusion.
Do you use the carpet 141 change to?
I'm not sure what the shear would be for that.
Why is there a need for an exclusion? Just to say that we actually coordinate off a specific area, and there's a specific area that's not.
This is what people know, you can't carry on Shabbos. Because I can't carry from city A to city B, so I say no, that you can't carry on Shabbos. Otherwise, they think you grow up thinking you're allowed to carry on Shabbos. Right? It's like the story about the kid who went. This is a true story. A kid was in New York for Shabbos and Erev over there in Flatbush, big machlokes. A lot of people don't use it. And he started carrying out on Shabbos, and his balabos said to him, you can't carry. He said, no, we're from Baltimore. Our minhag is that you're allowed to carry. Starkei holds its mutter. I mean, that's basically the kid thought. It's different. There's different kashrus symbols. That's the problem.
There's an Erev in time.
Starkei holds.
There's an Erev in time.
According to some opinions. Okay, Rav Shimon Omer Gimel Chatzer Rishol Shnei Batim. That the exclusion doesn't have to be as large as Rabbi Yehuda said, the exclusion can be accomplished with three chatzeris, with each one having two homes in it. Kedatzi Rashi. Irshal Yachid, Shlohoyu Nichnosim Batamid, Sarashi, what's the definition of Irshal Yachid? Shlohoyu Nichnosim Batamid, Samech Rebo, Shel B'nei Hodam. So here's Rashi we had before, Rashi and Dafei, and Rashi says it again. Rashi learns the definition of Rishus Arabim. There's 600,000 people traveling, going through there. So Rashi says that you did not have 600,000 people in this city, and therefore it's impossible to have Rishus Arabim in the city. So such a city, the Chazal allowed you to enclose the whole city, because even if you forgot the concept of carrying, you're never dealing with a deraisa. Nasis shel rabim.
But I understand. So, if it's shel rabim, you can still have erev chatzos, but you just can't do it for the whole. You can just do it for. A large chunk of the city.
Right. We'll get there. I know what's bothering you. You can't make a mechitza around Rishus Rabim. You can make a wall around Rishus Rabim. You can't make within some limitations that will not have that can remove the status of Rishus Rabim. We didn't discuss that yet. Okay. That will be discussed. So they had more people moved in, and now there's 600,000 people here. Now, so that the city now made a shuk area. So the shuk issue is going to be Rashi Shita in general. They have a dinner of Shusar Rabin besides having the loch of Tesayanama wide. Normally, the criteria for Shusar Rabin is that it's a place which is for Hiluch, it's made for people to go. It has to be at least 16 amas wide, and Rashi also has to be mefulish mishar l'shar. Has to be straight from one side of one shar of the city to the other shar of the city. The exception to that is the shuk. The shuk, even though it's not made for hiluch harabim, it's made for gathering of the rabbim, doesn't require mefulish mishar l'shar because it's not, its definition isn't based on the flow. It's definitely based on being there.
Where?
The shuk. a plaza type of area. So, so Rashi says in a scenario where you added the shuk to the mixture, that makes it an irsha rabbin. Okay, so now, but what? So what does it mean, Marvin is kula?
So that's a structural thing rather than the people. You're not talking about adding people because of the
Rashi says it's a structural thing. Now, Rashi says, so what does it mean, Marvin is kula? So Marvin is kula kibit kula. You can still be Marv the whole city. Vein mevuaisel tzrichim tiku. You don't need to make a separate. Correction for all the mavuos. Shrei hika chotzer achas. We look at it as one big chotzer. Kegon she'ein marishas haram and gemur shel tezayin amba. But the case has to be Rashi says that you can't have any marishas haram and gemur of tezayin amba. So even though it had 600,000 people, but it doesn't meet the criteria all of the streets are not tezainama. If there is, the Gemara is going to explain what you have to do to allow you to carry in the Shesurabim area also. What you can do to really enclose a bona fide Shesurabim. Shesurabim is Shenasa Shayochid. Rebus Ashmin and Davagab the Nasi Shayochid, even though it was Sharabim. And Sharabim you cannot be married with the whole thing. And now it became Shayochid. Still, Ein Arvin is Kula. However, Tilosa Sharabim, since originally it was a Rabim, so Chazal said you must maintain this halacha, because the Dilma Hadro misav the Sharabim, because it might go back to its original population. And Vasala Ruva Kula, you'll think that you're allowed to be married the whole city because that's what it changed and what you did. You're not allowed to be married of an ear which has 600,000 people in it without leaving something out. Even though there's no bona fide which is Rabbim, which is wide enough, still you can't be married of the whole city. We don't want people to forget there's a concept called Eriko Rosh Hashanah, which you cannot carry in. By the fact that some area you can't carry, that's indication to the people that the heter is built on the making the Ruvi Chatzeris, making a Din Rabbanan, not because there's no concept of Isser of carrying. Okay, also Chutzalosh Shir. That there's an area which you will exclude.
Not because there's no concept of Isser of carrying.
Correct.
What do you mean?
People need to know the reason why they're carrying is not because there's no such thing as carrying. It's because that they've done a process. They've done a process, but that's them. There's an Isser. Pierre Kadosha Kachshmo, that was the name of the city.
To do the Rashi before Elohim came with Sahutz Lush Yoshla.
Yeah.
Sure. Here, Elohim Adon.
Yeah. Mr. Hechi Domi, Irshor Yochid, Venasa Sharab. Give me an example of an Irshor Yochid, Venasa Sharab. So, Amr of Yehuda, Kagoin, the Iskarta, the Resh Galusa, the city, the Iskarta, which is where the Resh Galusa lived. Okay. So it was an Irsha Yochid and it became Sharab. So I'm like Rav Nachman. So Rav Nachman, why did you choose that example? Because Ilem Mishum Deshkichi Gabri Harmona, there's a lot of people which come to the government. So the Harmona is the ruler. And therefore, Mitri Adori, so that's the Irshal Yochid, which is not just a Rabbim, it still maintains the Kula of an Irshal Yochid. you're suggesting this example because you think this example, the nature of it is because there's people there, they'll remind each other, and therefore that becomes the reason for the kula of having still having dinner of Irsha Yochid. So he says, I don't see why you chose that. In other words, that was, he was trying to think the thought process of what Rabbi Yehuda meant. And he felt maybe Rabbi Yehuda was suggesting Davka that scenario, because that scenario, there is a reason to be makel even after it came to Rabbim, because the Rabbim of the Jews there will remind each other, because they all come together into one area. They go all go to get harmonis, get rishus, permission for things. So they all going together, so you have this big crowd, they're going to remind each other. Well, kula yisrael nami b'tzar for the Shabbat shchichi gabi adori. So nature of people, there's a large crowd outside, it's every Shabbos morning you have that, and they're, and like to remind each other also. I don't need dafka because there's a specific gathering place, everybody needs to go speak to the Reish Galusa.
I mean, the interesting thing is that this is you're talking about during the week that you have these crowds. So.
No.
They would go to the Reish Galusa. On
the Reish Galusa was the place where they would. Rashi says you couldn't get smicha. Smicha was, besides that the Rashi would give smicha, the Reish Galusa had to give smicha also. So you always have people coming there to discuss halachic issues and get smicha. There is always a crowd coming there to the Reish Galusa.
Okay, so it's not just sort of official.
Not just official business. Well, it was official business. That was their official business.
Okay.
Right. It wasn't the U.S. government. Alam Rav Nachman could discard to the Natzui. Natzui. So there was the city of Natzui, which was, it was a private person, Natzui, which had a city. And then it came to Rabbim, it expanded beyond his personal people, etc., into a much larger group. Okay. Let's see Rashi. My time until the time of board, the reason why you chose that example, I want to understand what was your thought process. Is it because you thought Mishum Neskichi Rabim Gabi Harmona? Eitzel Hamoshel. Harmona means the one who gives permission. Over here, which is the ruler, the Han Reish Galusa, Mitzvah Mishus, Lodin, Ulahate, Becharis, Belismoich. I want to correct that sentence that I said. You can't give bona fide halachic smicha of the Torah in Chutz Lorz, but you can get the permission to paskin halachas, which would be the same way, the equivalence of what we do nowadays. It actually was still a stronger permission than what we have nowadays. Because if a person would, the Gemara halacha is if a person judges a case and he makes a mistake, so if he has a person who has rishus to judge, given by the Rashiva and the Reish Galusa, the Rashiva would test him, the Reish Galusa would give the permission, so then he has certain paturim if he makes a mistake. The same thing if he has a right to be matzah becharis, they wouldn't let him be matzah becharis. Judge whether he has what's a valid mum or not without getting rishus. So that rishus was given by the Reish Galusa, and that was more powerful than what we have now, what we call a smicha. Our smicha was introduced about 500 years ago. The Ramah talks about it, that they introduced it because of potential of people which were not so knowledgeable. Originally, it was like, person knew what he was doing. He did it. There's no smicha. They got to the point where they felt there was people which were doing it improperly. They introduced the idea called of smicha to try and equalize, make sure that everything is done properly. Okay, mitkriya dori shlo also the mishri sharabim v'rehi sharabim, that people will understand there's a lot of people there and they'll remind each other, but that we won't draw a conclusion that ir sharabim originally is also mutter. So Rav Nachman says every Shabbos, Shabbos the Shabbat, the shlichiya dori, the shemar drasha. Everybody comes to hear the Rav's drasha, right? Apparently that was one of the differences in their society and our society. Alamar Nachman called Ir Shal Yochim, Nasha Sharab, and Mishar Yochim, going discarded, did not Zuyi, Krak Shal Oysa Ha'ish. That was the city of that person. Okay. Okay. Tanra Rabbanan. Ir Shal Yochim, and Nasha Sharab. Which is Rabbin Oiveris Besaycha. So before you had a city which didn't have 600,000 people, so even though it had an area which is 16 amas wide, according to Rashi, it's not a problem because you don't have 600,000 people. Now you have a city which went from a population of 500,000 to 600,000, and it has Rishas Rabin, which is Tezayin Amah. So now you have a problem of a deraisa. You have an area which is potentially could be a deraisa now because it's 16 amas wide. And there's 600,000 people in the city. So what do you do? So Ketzim Arvanisa. So how do we address this Rosh Hashanah? So the Mishnah says, the Brisa says, Oysa lechi mikan, belechi mikan. So you can be misakin it by putting a lechi on either side or putting a kur on either side. This ir shayochid b'nashe zarabim. So when it was ir shayochid, it was one ir of around the whole city. It was one Eruv Chatzeris for the whole city. So the heter of Shal Rabim is you can maintain that status. You can't do half. You can't decide to do half of the city yes and half of the city no. That's not comparable to what it was before. Before it was the whole thing was one. So you must maintain that. If you want, you can divide it up. Which means each mavi is its own thing. But you can't put five mavuas together. Okay. It started out as sharabim, and that's its situation right now. So you don't have a flow through for the road because there's only one entrance into the city as opposed to having one on each side. So then ma'arvin is kula. You're able to ma'arv the whole city. So the more is going to discuss who is that opinion. This is Rashi. It was 16 amas wide. Lechi mikan, lechi mikan. The Rosh Rishas Rabbi, you put on the two sides of Rishas Rabbi. Ubayor Shein Lam Chayma Askin. In some cases, there was no wall. Rosh Rishas Rabbi and Fulashim. So the two ends of the Rishas Rabbi are both direct. Or I guess theoretically, you'd have a walled city which has openings on both sides for this Rishon Sarab and be the same thing. But in a similar case, there's no walls, so it goes straight through. There's nothing blocking it on either end. In the case it was Ir Sharab and a Rehi Sharab, it still belongs to it, that's its status, it was Ir Sharab. The Sharabon Lohat Kanta, the Chazal did not allow this approach. The Chomavu Hasema Hamafulashim So the Rishis Rabbim is Rishis Rabbim, and then all the Mavois which will open the Rishis Rabbim are also Rishis Rabbim. So you need to come up with some way to address each mavi, because people will consider that the same as Rishis Rabbim. People understand you made your tikkun on the rabbim, and that'll work for the all the mavuos also. Since it was originally one, so you can't, even if you would split it up, it wouldn't work. It's like a case where you had a member of the Mavi didn't contribute. He's still part of the member of the Mavi. So over here, this was the city. This was like the big Mavi. So somebody didn't contribute, you're stuck. So understand what? How can you do each Mavi separately? But if they're all one, it's like three houses of the Mavi doing by themselves. What do you accomplish?
What do you mean?
If I say the whole city is one big Mavi, that's how I look at it, because that's what it used to be in a certain sense. So if this Mavi is independent, it's independent. Neither one can carry. It's like one big Mavi and three houses decide to make their own thing. That's not gonna, you can't do that. The whole thing is awesome. It's not straight, which we comparable to the way it was in the Midbar. Okay.